Welcome once again to Agents of Providence, the place where we explore the ideas of how we can interact with this world in ways that make it a better, more loving, more just, more equitable and peaceful place than when we first encountered it. I'm Doyle Burbank Williams. I am the pastor for the folk of New Visions United Methodist in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm also an artist and in some circles kind of a gadfly. So let's see what we can stir up in this week's ideas. We are in the midst of a series at New Visions exploring the things that we share which make for community. And this particular week, we're looking at sharing our visions, how a shared vision helps to create a community. And it might not go exactly how you think. We're going to be stopping in on a little episode from the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, the sequel, so to speak, which is the book of Acts, right in the very first chapter after Jesus leaves them, what happens to the disciples just kind of in that moment. So stay tuned. We will be right back to hear that episode from the first chapter of Acts. This is Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. When they were together for the last time, the disciples asked, "Master, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now? Is this the time?" Jesus told them, "You don't get to know the time. Timing is God's business. What you'll get is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the world." Now, these were his last words. As they watched, Jesus was taken up and disappeared in a cloud. They stood there, staring into the empty sky. Suddenly, two people appeared in white robes, and they said, "You Galileans, why do you just stand here looking up at an empty sky? This very Jesus who was taken up from among you to heaven will come as certainly and as mysteriously as he left." Now, despite the reliance on them from all of the legal TV shows and movies, eyewitnesses are wildly unreliable. It's not unusual for three or more people to remember completely differently the same event that they all witnessed. The color of the clothes, the height of those involved, even the weather or the time of day. Part of it is because of the ways our brains process all the information we take in. Part of it is because different people tend to focus on different things. And part of it is also because memory is a slippery thing and we tend to creatively piece together the things we think we remember. If we can't trust our own eyes, what can we trust? Now, when religious people talk about a shared vision, I fear we assume that we all see the same thing, or that we're hoping to see the same thing. Now, as an institution, the church is always more comfortable with being unanimous and being uniform. It wants everyone to see the same thing and wants to tell them what they see. Now, in the movie The Anchoress, the young protagonist is having religious visions of the Virgin Mary. She describes her visions to the local priest. She describes Mary's beauty and kindness and the flowing red robe she is wearing. "No," says the priest, "the Virgin always wears blue." He discounts her visions and denies that they are from God because they do not fit his beliefs. He's unwilling to change his understanding of the world because what she sees does not fit the framework he relies on. Community that is founded on shared vision does not mean that everyone sees or is looking at the same thing. Community is not built on everybody being the same or even agreeing on the same things. The shared vision that builds community means that we are all looking in more or less the same direction. In detail, we may see diverse and various specifics, but we all look down that path that Jesus led. We look toward compassion, justice, and peace. We look toward the transformed world that is healed and restored by the love of Christ. We look toward the kingdom of God. Now, remember that kingdom is the shorthand that some of us use instead of kingdom. Kingdom is hierarchical, patriarchal, and inherently oppressive. Kingdom reminds us that we are all the family that God has created. No one is above another. No one is less. Kingdom keeps us looking in the same direction. But it's easy to get distracted. You know, if we can't trust our own eyes, then maybe we can trust in the vision of the community. Wikipedia is a knowledge base curated by the community. While not perfect, it's far more accurate than was expected at its beginning. Something about shared knowledge keeps it up to date and accurate. The vision of a community looking in the same direction, even if the particulars of what we see vary, can keep us seeking the broader vision. Now, in both his gospel and in the book of Acts, Luke portrays the disciples looking in the wrong direction. At the end of the gospel, an angel asks them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And then in this scene from Acts, as the risen Jesus has ascended into the clouds, the messengers ask, "Why do you just stand here looking up at an empty sky?" Twice they were looking where they'd already seen Jesus, but not where he was now. Where some of Scripture remains obscure and arcane, these instances seem to be clearly relevant even 2,000 years later. Jesus is always moving ahead of us. Jesus does not sit still. Christ even tells us that we do not receive predictable timetables or agendas. What we get is the unpredictable, ever-moving Spirit. Now, in this, I take it that if we continue to look in the direction of all that Jesus has taught us, then we will see where that risen Christ is moving and working, still moving ahead of us. So let me share some of the direction I'm looking toward. Now, on May 6th, I hit 62. I'm looking at retiring at 65. That gives us at New Visions 3 more years together. The vision I'm looking at is one that leads New Visions to vitality and energy, The direction I gaze toward sees people longing for a deep and meaningful spiritual experience and finding us and finding that we honor their quest. I see new visions growing and leading the way in exploring the evolution of Christian spirituality. I see a faith community I will be proud to hand on to the next generation of leadership when that time comes. Of course, I see that this is not a solo effort. We look and work toward this vision together. We gaze and follow and grow as a community. As the community drawn into the future by the risen Christ who goes on before us. And so some questions to ponder, as we always do. When has someone else's vision helped clarify your own? Where do you believe Christ is leading ahead of you in your life? What might you share about what Christ is doing in new visions or in your own faith community? In this tumultuous world, where do you see the love of Christ at work? Thank you for joining us once again here at Agents of Providence, where we look to see where the love of Christ is working to transform this hurting and wounded world and seeing what we can do about it with our own humble human hands. Once again, I'm Doyle Burbank Williams. I'm glad you've spent the time with us. If you find this helpful, if you want to answer some of those questions, please leave us some comments. Take care and be a blessing to each other.